What a privilege it is to hear what God has said to us in this day. He's given us an ear to hear and a heart to receive. We're so thankful for His mercy and grace. We send greetings from Brother Josh Bennett. He sends his love and appreciation to Brother Sam and the church. And we sure appreciate each and every one of you. You can relax. I'm just your friend. Amen. Just who I am. God made me that way, and I'm happy that way. Amen. I'm thankful for this opportunity. We sure love and appreciate you. Sure thank you for thank Brother Sam and the church for this opportunity to be here. But most of all, I'm thankful He's here. He's the difference maker. Amen. He's the one that changes everything. He's the one that just one word from Him can change everything. Change our lives, heal our bodies, bring us up closer to Him. That's the one we've invited this morning. We want to make Him welcome here in this service, that He might be so welcome that He'd be pleased to walk and minister to us today. Because He knows exactly what we have need of. I have no idea what you need, but He knows exactly what you need and how you need it. And I like what Brother Dan Daisley said one time. He said, God's ministers are like lifesavers. He's got a flavor for everybody. You know, and I thought about that, and I said, well, you know, when I was a kid, I liked the cherry ones, but I never did refuse a lifesaver when they gave me a piece of candy. Amen. Could we turn to the reading of His word this morning? Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 19. I want to start reading at verse 16. I want to talk this morning, by the grace of God, a little thought on opportunity. I want to talk about the opportunities that we have and how we ought to take advantage of the opportunity we have to, and the things God offers us. And we've got so many benefits that He's given us. And we're thankful for His grace. It said, and behold, start at verse 16, it says, and behold, one came and said unto Him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Wrong question. What good thing shall I do? It says, and He said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And He saith unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young ruler saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily, verily, I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Father, Lord Jesus, there's only one way, Father, and that's you. And Father, we're standing at the door this morning, Lord, you. And I'm asking you to let me enter in that door, Lord. Enter in that door that the people will not see me, but they'll see you, Lord. Father, I'm asking that you'd come, Lord, and anoint me. Lord, you take control of my mind. You take control of my spirit, Lord. You take control of my mouth, Lord. I give myself completely to you, Lord, that you might, Lord, have preeminence, Lord, in this service this morning. Oh, God, I don't want to make a mistake with this opportunity we have this morning, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you just use me in a mighty way, that you speak lip to ear to your children. Father, we ask you to do these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We see here that the rich young ruler, he had a great desire. He knew within himself that there was a way to have eternal life. But he thought it was, in his own way of thinking, I believe what he thought by his own thinking was the way he asked this question, what must I do? What must I do? What can I do to eat? And he asked that question, and what he needed to do was ask the Lord, what would you have me do? Not what I can do, but what would you have me to do? He come to the opportunity of life and to eternal life, and he walked away. You know, we look at that many times and look at it as that way, but look at the many times people have come to Jesus, come to this message, which I believe this message is nothing more than Jesus Christ, have come to this message, had the opportunity to have eternal life, to go in the rapture, and turned to walk away because it was too hard for them, the questions he asked for them to do. But I've now, and have been, you talk to many people and they say, you know, the one thing about, they try to say about the message, is it's such a hard thing. It's so many do's and don'ts. But when I come to this message, it never made me feel that way, Brother Sam, that it was a do and a don't. It was a want to. When you fall in love with Jesus Christ, it's no longer you do or don't, it's you want to. He took away my want to do the things of the world and put a desire in me to want to serve him and to praise him and to give him all adoration and all love and everything I could give him, because he gave me an opportunity. He gave me an opportunity in this hour when the world's falling apart, everything's going haywire. He said, I've given you the opportunity. I've given you a place. I've given you a city of refuge that you can run there in and be saved. David said, he is my refuge. I can run. He's my tower. He's the rock in the cleft. He's everything. I can run into him. And I can be saved. That's the only safe pavilion we have in this hour. God has given us this opportunity to come into him and to be perfect. We are perfect in Christ. He made us perfect through his word. He sent us a perfect word. What do we do with this word that he's given us? I like what Brother Brown preached the message. What shall we do with this one named Christ? And you know, Brother Brown said, every time we come to church, we have the opportunity, like we're in Pilate's Hall, to either receive the Word of God that you're hearing or to reject it. And I'm thankful that God has placed, we will be so thankful for the opportunity that he's given us the heart to receive the Word of God, to have a receiving heart, to accept it and say, God, Lord, I can't explain everything. I can't figure everything out. But oh God, there's something on the inside of the inside. It said, that's nothing but the truth. That is nothing but the truth. That's what this message did when it come to me. It proved to me that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The unchangeable God. What is the opportunity? It's a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. See, this man had he had an opportunity. He had the same opportunity that me and you had. He come right up to life. Come right up to eternal life. And he said that he seen that what it was. He even said, I've done all these commandments. I've kept them. I've held them. I've done this. And I can't even say that in my life. I've not kept all the commandments from my youth. But you know what he said? My grace, the blood, this opportunity, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Even when you failed and you made a mistake, even though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow if you'll accept my propitiation for your sins. What an opportunity to become spotless, without a wrinkle, without a blemish. That's what this message come to do, is to prepare a bride for a rapture. And I believe it's doing just exactly what it said it would do. Brother Brown said, how does God fulfill his word? He brings it to pass. You are what he has spoken of this morning. You are that elect lady. You're his wife. You're the one that he has chose to carry the cross in this age. And I don't want to carry it half-heartedly. I don't want to take it for granted. I don't want to just slip in, as people would say, get in by the skin of my teeth. I want to go in shouting. I want to go in singing. I want to go in praising. I want to go in with the victory saying, God, you have caused me to be triumphant in this age. God has given us the opportunity in this age to flourish because he has sent us light in the evening time. And the light is what is bringing forth the maturity of his wife. The word of God. You would have think that when he, you would have think that was a good thing that he was said when the rich young ruler told him, said, I've done these things. I've kept them from my youth. You would have looked at the outward appearance and think, well, he's done all these things. He expected something, a different response from Jesus Christ than what he got. He expected him to pat him on the back and tell him, you're a good old fella. You're going to make it because of the works you've done. But what he was telling him, it's not the works that you've done. It's the works that I'm finishing. You're going to go because of me. And if you'll obey me. And it's a paradox because he give us faith to believe this message, Brother Donnie. And then rewards us for believing it. You talk about a package deal. What a package deal we have in Jesus Christ. What a package we have in this message. It's eternal. See, why Satan is fighting us and against us is because we don't have an expiration date. And he does. His time is expiring. He is siring right now. He's going to the lake of fire. His time is done with. He's given him the most power he's ever had. But the bride of Jesus Christ is still standing because of the opportunity she has received through this message. Oh, hallelujah. What a privilege. He missed his chance. Many are missing their chance. Missing their chance, their opportunity to receive life. Because he had great possessions. My goodness. What is great possessions here? Brother Brown says it's all going to be atomic fodder. He's showing us, he's warning us through this, that whatever is between me and you and God will hinder us from going any further. That's why he is allowing us to see these things in the scriptures. What an opportunity. That's why Paul said, lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. And let us run this race with patience. Oh my. It's not to the swift. It's not to the strong. It's to them that endure to the end shall be saved. And he has given us enduring power when we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We will endure to the end. Satan has taken the most of his opportunity. He said, I'll sit in the synagogues of God and be worshipped as God. He's done it. He said, I'll be exalted. And he's done it. But what about the bride? She's doing just what God said she would do. She'll stand on the word of God and she'll not move except for thus saith the Lord. Amen. He said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they won't follow. What an opportunity to hear his voice. With all the voices in the world of politics and this voice and that voice and these things. But that still small voice. Look at the opportunity Elijah had. The thunder didn't move him. The lightning didn't move him. The rain didn't move him. But when that still small voice spoke, he recognized it and come out. He said, I've got the opportunity. The master calleth me. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Brown said, many move at the thunder. Many move at the lightning. Many move in the rain. He said, but the thing is to move when the voice of God speaks. what I believe is that the failure a lot of times around the message is the failure to see the voice of the sign. The opportunity of the voice that He has given us in this hour to receive His voice and to know who it was speaking. A lot of people said, I like what Brother Brown said. Said one man was listening to his tape and he said, he called me a buzzard. The other man said, he called me an eagle. That's what this rich young ruler found out. He called me a buzzard because I failed to obey the full word of God. He said, sell all you have. Give to the poor. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. What an opportunity for God to give you. What is this? What in this world is worth that? Well, how can you buy it? Where can you go get it? There's only one place, and that's Jesus Christ. And He stood right there at the opportunity. Right there at the door. And the door was, oh hallelujah, glory to God, the door was open. Inviting Him to come. He says, too hard. Too hard for me. It's a hard thing. That's what many have found out. They said, it's too hard. But I said, oh my, Jesus, when I fell in love with You, You made it easy. Even through the hard times, I can still say thank You, Lord, for all You've done. Your grace has been sufficient for me. Oh, hallelujah. Even when that minister of Satan buffeted Paul, blow after blow after blow, he had the opportunity to just say, it's too much. I can't take it. I'm going to throw the towel in. But what he had received was more than the pressure that was coming upon him. He had received a tie post. He had received Jesus Christ as his Savior. And the Lord gave him the answer. He said, my grace is sufficient. That's what He's telling us through this pandemic and all these things. He's telling you, my grace is sufficient. My mercies are new. You know, yesterday you may have thought maybe, Brother Bob, that you'd wore it out. It was over with. Everything was gone. It's no hope. But He said, they're new this morning. I've given you a brand new set of mercy. I've given you the opportunity to stand again. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't you thankful for the grace of God? Ain't you thankful for the message He's given us? Oh, my. What a mighty God we serve. He tells us, what amazes me is that here Satan and God have a conversation. And they begin to talk about this man named Job. This man named Job said, hey, there's none like him. Right. None like him, Brother Sam. None like him in all the world. Have you considered him? Oh yeah. I've been looking at him a long time. You know, he's flourished, prospered. His health's good. Everything's going good. I can't touch him. You got a hedge around him. He said, but if you'll let me touch him, I'll make him curse you. He said, then do whatever you got to do, but don't take his life. Because I have the power of life and death. And what amazes me is here this comes on Job. God gives us opportunities to glorify Himself. He said, here He is. Do what you want to with Him. He knew that what Job had would hold him. He already knew. Satan said, nope, if I take away all of his worldly goods and all of his health and his family, he's bound to curse him. But I like when the man come running and they started telling him, your children are dead. Your camels is gone. This is gone. All that's gone. You know, what he did? It amazes me. He fell on his face. And he worshiped God. He said, this is my opportunity to praise God for His love and mercy for me. And look at the words that come out of his mouth. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In a time of giving and taking, he still blessed God. No matter what comes upon us, we have the opportunity to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you've done for me. Thank you for your hand of mercy. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my church. Thank you for my pastor. Thank you for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We got so much. What an opportunity to praise him. David was not a man you had to pump up to get him to come to church. He said, I was glad when they said unto me. He was already primed for the pumping. You know what? That's the opportunity we had this morning when we come to church. Oh, we already primed for the pumping. A lot of times we want the preacher to pump us up, but we've put no water. We've not struck water in the well yet. So it makes it hard on the man to pump a dry well. But people that's been praying and reading their Bible and studying and come with the joy of the Lord, excited about the Word of God, saying, this is my opportunity to thank you, Jesus, to worship you, to praise you for your grace and mercy. And it just flows smooth. You know what? It's not all about what he does for us. He may have come this, oh my, glory be to God. He might have come this morning, Brother Sam, wanting a drink from your life. Huh? He might want a drink from your well this morning. I'd hate for him to walk up and find no water of joy, no water of peace, no water of love, no water of satisfaction. He said, oh, I remember David. The desire of him said, if I could just get a drink from that well in Bathsheba. And they didn't commission his soldiers to do that. And they fought through all those Philistines to get down there to get him a drink because it was the opportunity for them to come and bless the king. Oh my. Or if you come this morning to bless the king, have you come to offer him a sacrifice of praise and worship and honor? What an opportunity. You know what? We're losing our opportunities. There'll be no excuse for us. Well, my brother says, go come to a place, brother says, this will be but just a fond memory. They'll shut the doors. Why not take advantage of the opportunity now to get what God has for us? We don't have to come, we don't have to leave empty. We can leave full. And if we come full of the world, this is our opportunity to empty so he can fill us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We see that what brung Jesus on the scene after the looked like everything he taught and everything had fell apart and all these things was happening and he'd been crucified and he'd been in the grave for those 3 days and looked like it was all over. And here was two men walking back defeated, Brother Don. Looked like, you know what? Looked like the message had failed them. Huh? Looked like everything they thought had failed them. But you know what? What brought him on the scene is they began to talk about him. That's our problem. We don't talk about him. We have an opportunity every day to witness about Jesus Christ. And when I wake up, I say, oh God, who can I witness to this morning? Who can I speak to, Lord? Who would you have me tell about you today? You know what they said, Brother Bram, every time he never missed his opportunity to glorify God, to tell people about his Savior. He said, we shouldn't be ashamed. What a privilege that he would call us sons and daughters of the living God. What an opportunity we have as sons and daughters of God. Some people are looking for a Jesus with skin on him. You might be that very one that can get that last one to come home to Jesus. Look at the opportunity we have. Let us not shun our position in Christ. But they begin to talk about him in their broken down way. You know what? Have you ever been discouraged or going through this battle and you start listening to a tape or start talking or praying or thinking about Jesus? And here he comes. That's why he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll even be with you, even in you to the end. And what did he do? He didn't just come and tell them. who he was right off. He began to take them to the scriptures. He began to take them to the scriptures. And he began to tell them, did not these things supposed to have been? Was there not supposed to be a sacrifice given for the sins of man? Was not he supposed to do these things? And he just, they got to their house and he, you know what? A lot of times we are in church and he's talking to these men. And you know what? We get to the house and we're heading home and he's still ministering to us and we don't constrain him. Just come on in the house with me. Lord, don't go on down the road. I don't want to leave you. I don't want you to leave me, Lord. I want you to, and they said they constrained him to come in and fellowship with him. And as he began, they asked him to break bread. Oh, hallelujah. Communion with him. And you know what? They said, and he'd done something. And they knew it was him. Brother Donnie, I believe he was breaking that bread. And it just become a whole loaf again. And he broke it again. And it was still a whole loaf. And he broke it again. They said, it's him! It's him! It's the Master! He's alive! And that's what the prophet said. He said, you'll know when God is speaking to a man by the way he breaks the bread, the way God uses him to break the bread. You'll recognize it's not man speaking, but it's God speaking through a man. They didn't miss their opportunity. They went back and said, look, he's alive. We've seen him. He's not dead. Oh, hallelujah. What an opportunity we have this morning to glorify God, to worship him in spirit and truth, to thank him for his gracious love and mercy. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. I tell you what, when God showed me this message, I seen more than a man. I seen God speaking through a man. I seen God minister to my soul. I heard more than a man's voice. I heard Jesus Christ speaking to my soul. He said, come and abide with me. Oh, and hallelujah. Once I went into this pavilion, this refuge of Jesus Christ, I've never wanted to look back. Never wanted to go out. People don't understand, the slayer is still outside. You're still guilty without the atonement. The avenger of the blood still desires to kill you, to take your life, and he has the right to do it. That's what happened to Eve. Reverend Anne said she stepped out from behind the protection of the word. You're no match for him. Get it out of your mind. You're not the champion. Jesus is the champion. He's undefeated. And I'm glad he set refuge for me and you to come into. And I hear I'm not listening to Joab's messengers. That's what happened to Abner. Is they started, he was safe. Abner was in the city of refuge and Joab could do nothing to him. Even though he killed his brother and he had the right to avenge his brother, but he was in the city. If he were to stay there, he could not have got him. But he sent messengers in. That's what Satan's trying to do in this message. Send messengers in. Satan's trying to take the most of his opportunity. He sent messengers in. Said, come on out. Joab wants to talk to you. He said, forget all that. We're friends. Let's make a covenant. Let's be friends. That's what Satan is not your friend. He still hates you. And he listened to him. He listened to him, Brother Cairo. He listened to him. And he went outside. Whew. And there he was. The slayer. Joab killed him. And the Bible said that Abner died as one of the foolish men of Israel because he stepped outside the protection. Whew. You don't think when you step out from behind this message that you're going to see the avenger of the blood? I hear him all the time calling, come on out! It's over! I won't bother you no more! I'm your friend! Come on back! You know what I do to him? I stick my tongue out at him. No. You can't come in and I can't go out. I don't want to go out. Brother Branham said, once I come into this city, I have never wanted to go out. That's why I wonder why many people, Brother Sam, complain in here. Complaining about, well, this is, that's not the way I think it'll be. This, I said, you don't have no, you're a prisoner. You don't have a thought coming. You don't have any, you don't have no say in this. I'm glad I don't. Cause, hey, people say, I want to give you a piece of my mind. I said, you ain't got nothing to waste. I don't want you. I don't want you to give me a piece of your mind. I want you to give me the word. Give me the word. We're not here for opinions or people's thoughts or people's own interpretation of the word. We're here for truth. And this message set me free. Even though I'm a prisoner of love, I'm free. They said, well, you come out here, you can do what you want to. I said, I do what I want to anyway. I want to serve God. I want to praise Him. I want to glorify Him. I'm doing what I want to do. Leave me alone. You do what you want to do. I'm doing what I want to do. Let's serve the Lord God with all my heart, all my might, and all that's within me. I want to praise His name. I want to bring glory to Him. I have no desire to leave. Neither will I listen to anyone else who tries to beckon me to come. Because I've come too far, Brother Bob, to turn back now. Whew. I said, I see. Nowhere to go. I have no bridge to go back across. He burned it. Thank God He burned it. And you know what? He didn't even give me a towel to throw in. Thank God that He didn't give us a towel to throw in. He said, He who has begun a good work will finish it. And I said, Lord, thank You for that. And when Satan tries to battle me with my health and different things, I said, Satan, I'm a work in progress. I said, He's working His perfection through me. He is showing that there's going to be a bride in this age. I don't care who walks away, who turns back. By God's grace, I'm here to stay. I'm here for the enduration of it all. I'm going to, whether they take my life, whatever they do, they shut the doors, I'm still going to press the battle. I'm still going to believe. What if they take everything you got? I don't have nothing. When you give your life to Christ, you have nothing. I like what one of the fellows in the Fox's Book of Martyrs said when they went and they brought him before the king and they told the, said, bring him to the king and the king, he told the king said, what if I have the power to take your life. He said, if you don't denounce the name of Jesus, I'll take your life. He said, oh king, I died years ago. It stunned him because God always, he said, take no thought what to say in that day. He said, I'm already dead. We got to be that dead. We got to be that dead to say, hey, what is this man? He's giving me nothing but trouble. It'll be an honor to lay my life down for the king. He laid his life down for a sinner like me. What an opportunity if that's what he desired for me to lay my life down for him. That don't scare me. Death don't scare me. I'm not afraid of death. It's just a cart. I told a brother the other day, I said, if death would take me, I said, I'll have the whip and I'll beat Satan all the way across the river to Jordan. I'll say, let's go, boy. I'm going home. He has no power over a believer. We don't die. We go in to God's glory. And he said, well, what if I take everything you own? He said, oh, king, I don't own nothing. I give it all to Jesus. Stunned the king. I could just see his look. Man, this guy's dead and he has nothing. He looked over to his advisor and said, what do you do with a man that's dead and has nothing? He said, let him go. Yeah. Brother Brown said, you can do whatever you want to a dead man. He want you smack him, kick him. He don't care. He just lays there. See, that's where we got to come to. This message is give us the opportunity to crucify the flesh.
to die to our own ways of thinking and our own ideas. It's given me the opportunity for Richard Douglas to die, that God might live. And what we don't realize is the opportunity He's given us. He said, He hath delivered me from the power of darkness. Into, oh my, He just didn't deliver me from the power of darkness, brothers and sisters, but into His glorious light. And I'm always telling Satan, come on! Come on across the blood! Come on! He can't do it. If he did, he'd be your brother. He can't come into the light because when the light is flashed on him, he's like a cockroach. He scatters. He's like, oh, my! See, we're supposed to be such a reflection of Jesus Christ. When this light of God hits us, we're supposed to reflect back Jesus. And when Satan sees that, he's like, whoo, my, that ain't Donnie. That's Christ. It's like putting a cross before a vampire. If there was. But there's a lot of spiritual vampires around the message trying to suck your faith out of you. And suck your experience with Christ out of you. Trying to get you to pull away. Pull away. Pull away. People always saying, it's so hard. It's so hard. I always like taking to the scripture. He said, my commandments are not grievous. Amen. Oh, it ain't been a grievous walk for me. It's been a joy. Has it been a hard walk? Oh, yes. It's been tough. But you know what? His grace has been sufficient for every mile. You know what? We've talked about it. We've listened to it. We've believed it. The prophets talked about it and told us about it. But you know what? I can see the finish line. I can say, Satan, if I have to crawl or roll across the line, I'm coming. You better get out of my way. I'm determined with the opportunity God has given me. Paul said, press toward the mark of the high calling. He said, you'll have to fight for everything you got. What a privilege it is to fight for truth. What an honor it is to stand for the living God. Oh, we could quit. We could walk away. We could do all those things. But what virtue does it have in it? You know what? Satan would not be battling you if you was a loser like he tells you you were. Because Satan, you know, nobody wants to be like a loser. So why do you think Satan wants to be like you? Because you're a winner and you have the power to create. And he cannot stand it because creative power lives within us. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't you thankful for the grace of God? Look at what the prophet of God said in the message experiences. He said, Brother Branham, she's only one in the bunch that's a Christian. He said, I guess that we're just too mean, said. That's the reason God's taking her from us, because we're not Christians. And I seen the opportunity that God had given me. He said, don't ever fail your opportunity. He was discouraged, the man that God was taking away, this sister and all this, but he said, Lord, don't let me fail to tell you, look, that's not the end of the story. The grave is not the end of it. That's not the end of the Christian. Job had to go through all those things to see and know that my Redeemer liveth. He said, don't fail your opportunities, brothers and sisters. Let's not fail our opportunities we have. People are wanting something real. And I tell you, Jesus is the only real thing there is. Witnesses, he said, when God appears, he usually appears in fire. And they rush to the prophet to consume him. Hungry lions. He said, they saw the fire around the prophet. They stood there in the distance. He said, and then Daniel, in his trueness of witness of the living God, gave testimony the next morning that
There is a true and living God who can deliver from the lion's den. He testified of it. He gave him the opportunity. He proved out 100%. He gave him the opportunity to glorify God. I trusted him. They didn't eat me. There was a pillow to my head. Think about that. They thought that that was going to be the end of Daniel. Satan thought when all this happened, that'll be the end of the bride. She'll quit. She'll never come back. I'll put fear on her. She won't come back to church no more. Wrong. Wrong answer. Because we believe the scripture. The Bible said, forsake not yourself, the assembling yourselves together, even more so as the days draw near. We've come together for what one reason? To see Jesus Christ manifested through His Word. We have the opportunity to say, we're not going to back down. We're not going to bow. Look at the three Hebrew children. Look at the opportunity they had. There was not the only Israelites in Babylon. But that was the three that made the most of their opportunity. When they blow the horn and sound the timbrels and do all this thing, they wasn't bowing to Daniel. When they say, Brother Brown's God, I'm not going to bow. When you say he's a prophet of God, revealing God, I said, amen. I'll bow to Jesus Christ and Him alone. I give my allegiance to Christ and I've never changed my mind. He had the opportunity to glorify God. They said, if you don't bow, you're going into fire. Said, O King, our God is more than able to deliver us from the fire. But if He don't, we still won't bow. Whew. Woo. He's more than able to deliver us from any of our problems. But if He don't, I still will not bow to my circumstances. I will not bow to my trial. I will not back down from what God has given me. I refuse to give up my rights. I have the opportunity to stand in this age. You have the opportunity to stand. What a privilege it is to stand for a true and a living God. What a gracious hour we live in. We'll not bend. We'll not bow. We'll not burn. And in they went. But it didn't burn them. And they didn't bow. But it brung the voice of the sign. He said, behold, I see a fourth man in the fire. Satan seeing all this that he's doing to the bride, and he's saying, wow, I threw him in, but I see the fourth man in the fire. They're not being consumed by this, these circumstances. You know what Brother Brown said? God give you faith to master. Faith is a master of all your circumstances. Faith in God will master any situation in your life. You say, well, Brother Richard, you don't look like you're doing no better. Praise God, I'm better. I don't care what the devil says. He ain't never told me the truth before. You think he's took truth serum now? The Bible says he's a liar and the father of lies. The truth's not in him. Are we going to believe his report or God's report? Are we going to be like the... Are we going to be just say, well, I guess I ain't going to make it. Well, you ain't. If you don't think you're going, you ain't going. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm going to make it in spite of myself. Because he started this. He's going to finish it. Hallelujah. He proved it to them that the God that Daniel served and the God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego served was the true and living God. He's the true God. True God. None like Him. Even Nebuchadnezzar said, He serves the true and the living God. We see the voice of the sign. Oh, hallelujah. Have we not seen the voice of the sign? The sign. The voice has backed up what God has showed us in this day. Look in the message, the unwelcome Christ. I'm fixing to close here. It says, Pharisee Simeon, the Pharisee, was too busy cracking jokes with Dr. Jones and all of them. He didn't have time. He let Jesus slip and get in. And that flunky let him slip by. Oh my, I wish I could have took that flunky's place. An opportunity to wash Jesus' feet. He said, and to anoint him and made him welcome. He said, that's the way it is. He invited him, and then he didn't make him welcome. I'd hate to think we invited God into this service this morning, and we didn't even make him welcome. We didn't even make him welcome by the joy that we have for what he's done for us. What an opportunity that he had. He invited him. I like what Brother Brown said. He said, Jesus always keeps all his appointments. Just invite him. Just invite him into your troubles. Invite him into your heartaches. Invite him into your situations. He'll change it. He'll change everything. Brother Bram said, he told Brother Bisman, he said, Brother Eddie, every time he comes, something good happens. So I want him to come. I want him to walk. I'm not going to miss. If he wants to move and I start crying, I want to cry enough to wash his feet. I don't want to care about what I look like to everybody else. I don't care what nobody else thinks about me. I just want to make his feet clean. And if he wants me to anoint him with the joy of gladness, I want to be the first one to give him my best. I've never desired to be the best preacher. I've always desired to be the best Christian. Then the best preacher will come. And he'll use whoever he pleases. Let's stand. Let's always never fail. Always remember, never fail with the opportunity we have. If you need healing, the opportunity is here this morning. If you need deliverance, the opportunity is here. It's not because I'm here or Brother Sam's here. It's because Jesus is here. He gave us the opportunity. He said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. What rest we have in this hour. What a rest when the world's going crazy. They went completely insane. Brother Brown said they do just what they did. He said a man without the Holy Spirit is nothing more but a brute beast. Look at the bestiality. But you're still standing there smiling. Saying, God, I'm so thankful for what you've done for me. They always tell me, Richard, why are you so happy all the time? I said, I'm hooked up. I'm plugged in. I've got this direct line to Jesus Christ. You know what? When I get down on my knees and pray, I don't have to talk to an answering machine. I don't have to leave a message. I got a direct line. And he's always there. And the Bible said his ears are always open to our cries. Our problem is we don't cry enough. He said he's only going to come to those who are crying. Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. If this situation, what's going on right now, don't make you cry, I don't know if you'll ever cry. Because this is the opportunity for us to call for the Master. When the storm, the ship's shaking, and all's going on, just say, Jesus, step on the bow. I need you to say, peace, be still. Every head bow, every eye closed. Who'll say, Lord, don't let me miss no more opportunities. Lord, let me be so tuned into your voice that I can respond to you every time you speak to me in a special way, Lord. Let me be obedient to your word, Lord. Let me follow you, Lord. Lord, let me keep my eyes on you. Lord, let me look to you and live this morning. Father, Lord God, Lord, we have a great opportunity here today, Lord. Father, first of all, we want to thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord. You didn't have to wake us up this morning. You didn't have to let us wake up in our right mind, Lord. We could have had something happen to us, Lord, and we wouldn't even know anything. But, Father, we want to thank you for that this morning. Thank you that you've given us a building that we can come into, Lord, and worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Now, Father, we give you our best opportunity, I hope, Lord, that you'd come to this morning, Lord. I pray that you'd walk through every room of our heart this morning, Lord. Father, and meet our needs, Lord. Father, there's a door that I've not opened or anyone else has not opened. Father, may your spirit be calling us to open that you might come in and abide.
Oh God, I want to constrain you this morning, Lord. Father, I just don't want you to stay with me during the ministering, but I want you to walk with me as I go down the steps, Lord. As I walk out the door, Lord. As I get in the car, Lord. I want to make the most of the opportunity, Lord. I want you to abide with me always, Lord. Lord, let my ways please you, that you'd be satisfied with me, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord. I pray you touch Brother Sam. Strengthen him, God. Strengthen these ministers here, God. Strengthen each and every one of your children here, God. Father, this is your opportunity now, Father. I give you complete control of this service, God. Meet the needs of every one of your children, Father. May we not leave disappointed, God. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name.
He paid a debt.
Anyone need prayer?
Not owe, I owe a debt. I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away.
Love you, better not bless you.
And now I see all amazing grace.
How about it?
All day long, Christ
Jesus
paid a debt that I could never pay.
Come and let's see.
And he paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul. Set me free. I'm glad that Jesus.
How that we would be with
all my sins erased. I now can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid
a debt
that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me. And one day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Amen and amen. Just tell our brother how much you appreciate him.
Amen.
We appreciate him coming down and just ministering, pouring out his heart, and giving us an opportunity to listen what God has to say. So just come this afternoon thinking about these things. Our brother has a message. He likes to deliver that message. So let's just let him deliver it, all right? Yeah. Father, we thank you. We ask you to just come and fill each heart and each soul and make us to be what you want us to be. Make us to be the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star.
Amen.
And Father, we commit it to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.
Sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long.